This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAK PAC. PAC, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Daryl, Garryl, Pass, PASS, date of birth 11/17/1961. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pass with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to rhabdomyolysis in 1997, and hypertension. His last visit was October 17th of 2022. He missed his follow-up appointment in 2023 and then got rescheduled for this year. He's been doing well, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. Review of systems is negative. No myalgias, no fatigue, no edema, and urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, I want to highlight Cozaar, 100 milligram daily, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. Also Lipitor and Tylenol as needed. Physical exam. Weight is 217 pounds, pulse 65, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 8, 2024. Creatinine is 1.74. Estimated GFR is 41. Previous two levels were 1.8. Albumin 3.8. Calcium 9.0. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin 15.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression. Hypertension is well controlled. And history of rhabdomyolysis in 1997 with no recurrence. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.